much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Oh, good.
You're here. You'll have to excuse me, though. I was just listening to the theme song for Family Matters for inspiration.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I hope you like these rhymes. I hope you like my flow. I love you in those shorts with that camel toe.
I literally didn't understand a word of that.
Why don't you go and ask Noah's Ark in Armenia Mountain? Still exists there, but still is not even is still frozen.
You don't know, man, because you weren't there.
Wow, that is a very savvy analysis right there.
Hey, it's Friday. Hey, man, I'm Rodney, you're Friday. Hey, it's Rodney Bingham here, writing down another week of great flashback from the Nuts Richard Show. Man, what am I doing? Am I doing the flashback show or what?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
My friend.
Roll another one.
What's that?
Just like the other one.
Oh dear.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Oh, come on.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
See, see, this is why we don't win wars anymore.
Roll another one.
Don't bogart that joint, America.
Just like the other one.
Who writes this junk anyway?
This one seems to be about 10 minutes.
Yeah, but that's different. Cast by all the time.
I don't have another cent.
All done. What's up?
Honestly, just look at the cleavage.
This is not a very good talk.
And now.
It is fun. It's not funny, but it is fun for the other people getting heard.
Our feature presentation.
Why am I not hearing Kevin? What's happening? Come on.
Seven Wolfman, Gay Rock, live from Lollapalooza.
King of Mexico. Where's your boy?
Oh, you know, partying.
Aren't you Wrangler? Isn't that your job?
Yeah, that's your one job is to make sure Kevin gets to work.
Well, my first job is to make sure I'm at work and everything's working okay. And then...
Okay. Mission accomplished. Now what? Yeah. Where's the monkey?
Oh, you know, he'll be here at monkey time.
Monkey time.
You know?
Monkey time.
In his defense, though, it is dark here, so.
Who had the over-under?
Yeah, I was just thinking, I don't remember where there was a talk of an office pool yesterday, what time Kevin would arrive. I can't remember what we've picked, though.
Damn.
Kevin writes it down.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Let's ask Kevin. Kevin?
So, when did you last see him, Dave?
After filming the video yesterday for Coachella. So, mm-hmm. He said he was going to take a nap. Then that was it. Radio silence.
Hmm. And you haven't heard anything this morning? You haven't heard, hey, I'm on the way, or hey, I can't find the K-Rock Coachella house, or anything like that?
Well, I gave him some information for the house, and then he sent me back a text that said, okay, and that was it. And then that's the last I've heard of him.
Okay. Because I do know from having been out there in the past for the broadcast that what Kevin does is know that the Coachella house is a new location that he's never been to before in an unfamiliar city in the dark. Yet that doesn't encourage him to leave even a minute early to make sure that he can find it.
Nope.
Nope. Same location as last year, so he knows it. He came by yesterday. And,
oh, okay. So that, yeah, I can eliminate that as part of the problem then.
Well, the sun seems to be coming up, so maybe he'll find it now.
Okay. All right. It's going to be quite a day. Was there any drinking at all last night, Dave?
No, not at all. No.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So that's not the problem.
Really?
No, not at all.
He's at Coachella and there's no drinking.
Not yet. It hasn't started yet.
Huh.
Today. You know. There's plenty of booze.
I expected the pre-party, but all right. Ah. You guys are letting me down. Well, I got a great story for you today. This is a man named, let's see, what is his name? Blah, 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 blah. Wayne Kinkle is his name. Wayne Kinkle and his wife are on vacation. He lives in Montana, by the way, and they're traveling to Denver to visit their daughter. They're driving down to Denver, Lisa. We've all been on a road trip.
Sure.
And they stop for dinner at a diner, and they left in their car $501, $500 bills and a $1 bill in their car. Somewhere apparently out, somewhere not in a glove compartment, not hidden, somewhere out, which seems dangerous to me in a parking lot because, you know,
yeah.
Seems like you're kind of encouraging somebody to come by and, you know, break your window and steal your cash if they can see it right there, especially that much money. Well, they didn't have to worry about that because the problem was inside the car because their dog Sundance was traveling with them.
Yes.
And he ate the five $100 bills and left the one.
No way.
They came back with the $1 bill was there and $500 was gone. So Mr. Kinkle put on some rubber gloves and he started following Sundance around the yard at his daughter's house over the next 24 hours as he conducted his business. Retrieving quite a few fragments of the $100 bills.
What? And they didn't poop out all together?
Well, I don't know. This
one
is
piece?
Weird. You would think that the bills would come out together, but I guess they break down or tear or something. He washed them and bleached them and then taped them back together and then submitted them to the Federal Treasury, which I guess is what you do if you've got bills that are, you know, super torn up that you know you can't. You know, turn into a bank or something like that, hoping to be reimbursed. If you have 51% of the bill or more, you can sometimes get reimbursed from the government.
Oh, that's a nice deal.
Apparently, it takes up to 2 years, a spokesperson told him, by the way.
Because so many people are sending in money?
I don't know what could possibly take so long. But at least he might get some of the money back. And I have a question for you, and I don't know what Mr. Kinkle's circumstances are. I do know what my circumstances are, and I'm not following my dog around, cleaning up his poop, bleaching it, taping it back together, and mailing it to D.C. I'm just not.
But $500 is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I agree. But
so,
this guy's,
yes,
this,
I am, actually.
You're doing that?
Yes, I would.
Wow. Isn't that something, though? So he's been, you know, since the story broke, he's been criticized by people saying you should, you know, don't leave something around that your dog is going to eat, which is fair comment, you know,
yes.
Because you pets do tend to get into things and it looks like a young dog, you know, a puppy maybe. So, and I thought this was one interesting side note on the story too. Kinkle has not carried a wallet for about 20 years on the advice of a chiropractor who told him it could be contributing to his back problems.
I have heard that. Because
really?
When you sit on the wallet, it makes your posture, you know, it pushes up one side of your butt and you're not sitting straight and it tweaks your back.
I am shocked by that. How do the vast majority of people successfully use a wallet?
Well, I think most people probably don't put a lot of stuff in their wallet. He probably had one of those stuffed fullest,
yeah.
You know,
well, certainly not filled with money, I'll tell you that.
I have a friend who just has a money clip that he keeps in his front pocket.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, that's at least better. I mean, no fun for the dude, but at least better than what happened to the dog last week who had bit off the kid's finger, remember? When the dad just shot him and cut him open to get the finger back. So at least it didn't end like that.
Are you starting a dog tradition on Fridays?
No, I'm not. I'm not at all. I don't like it, but that's what happened. All right, let's talk about today's All New Kevin DeBeach Show, shall we?
If you this up, I will stab you. I'm not kidding.
Wow, I think that's overreacting. It's Friday. That means Ralph has the movie beat on today's Kevin and Bean Show. It is, of course, also Coachella weekend. We'll be talking to a writer from the Los Angeles Times about the bands to see at Coachella. It's almost impossible to navigate all that music in one place and be able to see it all. I mean, there's some great bands you don't even know about yet, and that's what we're here to help you out with today is some stuff that you might want to check out while you're there. Got a new edition of What's Up with Florida on the program today, including one of the craziest stories I have ever seen out of the state of Florida.
Really? That's something.
That is saying
this
something.
This must be insane.
Also, one of the Coachella bands, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, is laying down some rules at their concerts. We'll talk about that. How I almost had an embarrassing incident with a refrigerator repairman in my house. We'll talk about that. Who's performing live on CSI? You'll never believe it. It's a crazy, crazy story. Mm. And what's up with Urban Tarzan? All of that, plus your last chance to win tickets to Coachella for today, anyway, on our show. Your last chance to win Coachella weekend number 2 tickets happening this morning in the 8 o'clock hour. That's all coming up this morning. And Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat next right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 551.
Ralph, did you have 5:45 in the office pool at one time Kevin would arrive this morning?
No, I had 8, so
that's
I lost.
I remember that.
East Coast time, though, Ralph.
I'm funny to work. That's what I do.
I hope I get to the point one day where I'm so casual about such things. I'm too uptight. I'm too uptight to just roll with the flow and go, it's only my job. What do I care?
You're uptight in the sense that you try to act like a professional and perform your job and fulfill its obligations?
No. Yes. Bean goes overboard. He gets there early and stuff.
Well, I'd rather go overboard than underboard.
That's not cool.
At what point, Kevin, you say, you know what? I'm not great at what I do, but if I just show up on time and I just do the right things.
This might surprise you, but I tried to show up on time. It just didn't work.
How does it not work?
So you're admitting basically that Dave is a better person than you are because he stayed in the same hotel and came to the same place for the same work this morning.
I think we all know Dave's a better person than I am, first of all. Second of all, as he told you, it's dark.
It is dark.
I thought you've navigated darkness before. It's dark here in Los Angeles, too, guys.
I know. That's why I was laughing on my way in. I was like, what is wrong with him? It's dark every day when we go to work. That's not an excuse. I was stuck outside the gate. I didn't have the code. I'm a mess. You know that. I'm sorry. I'm here, and I am sharp. Let's do this.
All right, let's do it. It's 5:54 on a Friday morning. Kevin and Dave are at the Coachella house, by the way, if you're wondering. The rest of us are here doing what we do. Time for the Showbiz Beat now. What's going on, Ralph?
It's 0:30, Bean. You got the time wrong. Apparently,
that's right. Sorry.
It's dark there in Coachella.
Apparently. Guys start earlier. It's not my fault.
We even played an extra song today for you.
I know. I heard it. Give you a chance. And I was speeding, but it didn't make it.
Justin Bieber is a liar, a lying liar who lies, who is full of lies, and then he lies about his lying.
So he's not telling the truth about something, Ralph?
Only in the sense that half of his Twitter followers, fakes. Fakes.
What?
Yes.
How do you get fake followers, and why would you?
Haven't you got those ads? Haven't you got those ads in your mailbox saying, hey, we can give you 25,000 Twitter followers for...
He did that?
Well, you could buy them?
Oh, easily. Yeah, that's a big business. People selling Twitter followers.
It's a billion-dollar business, Kevin.
What?
Yes.
Yes. There's lots of companies that do it.
Why? Just to improve their image or something?
Sure, yeah. Pump up your numbers.
And people make a lot of money. Famous people make a lot of money when they have a lot of Twitter followers with...
Yep.
People who want to promote products.
So Bieber, if he's promoting products, he does this so he can get paid?
Sure.
Wow.
There is a service.
What's the website?
Where you get Twitter followers?
Just yes, type please. In buy Twitter followers.
Buy Twitter followers.
A whole bunch of them will come up. Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Social Bakers is a service that identifies fake Twitter accounts. So now there's a new business that has been started that people will identify the fake accounts that
I
you
love
buy.
It.
Faking in order to fake out the faker fakes.
I'm back.
How many do you have now?
None. They got wiped out.
They identified that half of his 37.3 million followers are fake. Only 47% of his followers are real people who are actually following him.
Now, I can't understand why a guy like Bieber would need to do that. I mean, he obviously is already popular. I read an article in the New York Times the other day about this guy who's a mid-level comedian who thought it would make him more impressive if he bought followers, and he has a couple of 100,000 now, and he's happy about that. But a guy like Bieber, even if he just had all real followers, would still have tens of, 15 million followers or something, right? How many more do you need?
Look, I'm not... How do you know the workings of the mind of a madman? Who knows?
Yeah.
He's a crazy Canadian. Who knows how
just
he thinks?
Doesn't make any sense, unless it's just important to him to be number one, to be the guy with the most Twitter followers.
It's just another, hey, look at me.
Yeah. So Lady Gaga, by the way, has more followers than Bieber. 19 million of hers are real. So apparently she's got a bunch of fakers, too. And, so it's running rampant. So when you look at someone's numbers, don't get all inflated and say, oh, look at them. They've got a lot of people who care about them. It's usually about half the actual numbers. Unless you're like my boy Kevin Smith, for example. He's got over 2 million followers on Twitter.
Wow.
And he's never bought one in his life, so... He's the real deal there.
He's legit.
He's too legit. So he probably will not quit. Lindsay Lohan showed up late for the premiere of her new comedy, Scary Movie.
Was
she
it dark out?
She does not Kevin. Care about her work.
You know what? People who show up late, in my opinion, have no respect for their coworkers or other people that are depending on them to get something started at a certain time.
I think that's so true.
She showed up 30 minutes after the red carpet was scheduled to close. So it wasn't like she was late for the opening. They said, okay, we're going to shut it down at 7. That's when we're going to watch the movie. She rolls in around 7:35.
What's
the
point?
So the press is still standing. Well, they didn't close the red carpet. They stood there
they
and waited
for
and waited.
Her?
And people in the theater were waiting to watch the movie, waited for over an hour.
That's
in order to
ridiculous.
See it. Yeah. Yeah, people make other people late because they don't show up on time. Just they're horrible, horrible people.
They do suck.
Andy Dick and Mike Tyson showed up on time.
For?
Lindsay, what? The same thing.
Same thing.
For the red carpet premiere. Lindsay and Charlie Sheen walked the carpet together, by the way. So you can imagine the paparazzi frenzy that was started when those two showed up together.
Finally showed up.
Yeah. And Rick Ross, rapper, is in trouble. He needs a new pair of sneakers. He just lost his endorsement deal with Reebok yesterday. Company said it's not pleased about the lyrics to Rick's new song, U-O-E-N-O, which, you know, celebrates drugging women and raping them. They think that may be a poor reflection on their company. Which I'd say, Reebok, you're so uptight, man. The lyrics of the song are, for example, put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Mm. Molly is the code for the rape drug MDMA. Rick says the lyrics are being misinterpreted. You people reading into your rape lyrics with those rapey lyrics. Reebok has said, no thanks, we don't want to be in business with you anymore.
I wonder if he could possibly come up with another interpretation if we're reading it wrong.
Yes, Molly is the name of...
Yes.
Smarties candies.
Is it MDMA ecstasy?
Gosh,
yes,
Breaking
it is
Bad,
ecstasy.
I don't know. You tell
it
me.
Is ecstasy. It is.
I don't know.
Sounds,
I think it is.
That sounds right. Yeah, yeah.
Tell me, drug dealer. I don't know what you got going on. I'm just a booze man. I don't travel in your circles.
Sorry, I was just negotiating with someone here. I wasn't paying attention.
Were. Kevin's got the biggest drug ring in the desert. That's how he stays employed. That's how he all the brass here at K-Rock, he's a drug dealer. That's
right.
The reason he still got his job.
Makes sense.
Today's celebrity birthdays, model, actress, all-around good gal, Brooklyn Decker. How about that Brooklyn Decker? She's a good deal right there. She's 26 years old today. Actress Jennifer Morrison from House, currently can be seen in Once Upon a Time. J-Mo, she's 34 years old. Claire Danes is also 34 years old today, of course, from Homeland. Guy Berryman of Coldplay is 35. Shannon Doherty, she's 42 years old today. Nicholas Brendan, also 42. Nicholas Hexum of 311 is 43. Art Alexakis of Everclear is 51. Andy Garcia, very talented actor, is 57. David Letterman, 66 years old. Ed O'Neill from Modern Family is 67. And David Cassidy! He is 63 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Passion Pit, also Linkin Park, Black Keys, and Walk the Moon. Also Violent Femmes. All that coming up in the next few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin mentions it's Friday. That means Ralph Garman is in here, and it's time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Hey, folks, only about three new movies in Cineplexes this weekend, but it's a wide and varied selection. A little something for everybody this weekend, including a film that I've heard a ton about, looks amazing, called Disconnect. Maybe you've heard about this or not, but Jason Bateman stars in this drama, for change for Jason Bateman, with Hope Davis. It looks fascinating. It's all about a group of a group of people who aren't connected any other way other than what they do on the internet. So you've got a family, for example, who is being torn apart because their young son is a bit of a misfit, gets spoofed via the internet. A bunch of other guys create a fake girl for him to get associated with,
okay.
And they start to cyber bully him. And there's another relationship where a woman is having online chats with various men, and she gets her identity stolen. So it's all about how modern technology that's supposed to connect us in some way is really tearing people's lives apart and disconnecting us. It's a drama based around the problems that result for people once they engage in certain kinds of technology.
What an odd movie.
Yeah, but how appropriate and sort of relevant in our society now that some movie that's a drama is addressing that.
Mm-hmm.
How the human connections we hope to make in the wired world end up being the same thing that, that tears us apart. Jason Bateman stars, as I mentioned. Hope Davis is also in the film. He's getting a lot of critical buzz. It's in limited release this weekend. Here are some clips from the trailer for Disconnect.
Did you know anything was going on?
Oh my God!
You need to pull it together.
I'm his father. I'm looking for answers.
Are you really 18?
I'm almost 18.
Were you intimate with the boy?
Absolutely not.
He harassed my son.
I'm sorry.
Get out of my son!
Trust me, no one else.
Ah!
Are we all going to die tonight?
We're all going to die tonight. Also this weekend, Scary Movie 5, finally. After 4, I was like, I haven't had enough Scary Movie. I need, when's the next Scary Movie coming out? Well, our prayers have been answered. Scary Movie 5, a parody of, well, you know what it's a parody of. It's Paranormal Activity. It's the slasher movies. It's
Fifty Shades of Grey.
Fifty Shades of Grey. It's everything is parodied in this film, starring Simon Rex, Ashley Tisdale, Charlie Sheen, Lindsay Lohan, of course, Hollywood treasure Jerry O'Connell, all-star in Scary Movie 5. Here's some clips from that trailer.
I feel like there's something in this house. Babe, I heard something.
There's nothing to worry about. It's just...
We gonna get to the bottom of this, quick.
I was told you needed a dream extraction.
This tube goes in your mouth, and the other one goes in your rectum.
Okay, it's in. Hang on. I'm sorry. That one goes in your mouth, and the other one goes in your rectum.
I found security footage that the old owners left behind. This might have some answers.
Did you hear that? I'm scared.
Lindsay, sweetie, there's nothing to be scared of. I've come back from worse than this.
Listen to Kevin laughing.
I knew Ralph would hate that.
It looks loud.
Come on, Kevin, you're better than that.
Since when?
But isn't the deal, and I have to support my man Kevin on this, I won't go see Scary 5, but isn't the deal you know what you're going to get, and yes, you're going to laugh out loud 4 or 5 times during the course of this movie. Maybe that's all you feel like that day. It's just that kind of fun.
It's 50 jokes strung together, and 8 of them are funny.
I get that.
And you're cool with that.
Well, yeah, sure. With a percentage like that, who could resist?
That's a good percentage for me, Ralph.
Oh, dear Lord. And 42 opens this weekend. Fascinating story about history-making baseball player Jackie Robinson, first African-American to play professional baseball in the sense of the big leagues. He, of course, signed with the Brooklyn Dodgers back in the day under the guidance of team executive Branch Rickey. Chadwick Boseman stars as Jackie Robinson, number 42 of the titular 42. T.R. Knight also stars. John C. McGinley's in this film. Great cast. Jackie Robinson in this scene is being given advice by his boss, Branch Rickey, as I mentioned, played by Harrison Ford. And I got to tell you, surprise, surprise, looks like Harrison Ford turns in a performance in this film. Who'd have thought?
Huh. He speaks up?
He speaks up. Here's a scene between Harrison and Chadwick Boseman as Branch Rickey and Jackie Robinson from 42.
People aren't going to like this. They're going to do anything to get you to react. Echo a curse with a curse, and they'll hear only yours. Follow a blow with a blow, and they'll say, the Negro lost his temper. Your enemy will be out in force, and you cannot meet him on his own low ground. We win with hitting, running, fielding. Only that. We win if the world is convinced of two things. That you are a fine gentleman, and a great baseball player.
Harrison Ford!
What? When did he turn into Wilfred Brimley?
I know, what
Ford
happened to his
playing
voice?
A character. Well, he's playing a character.
I hope so.
That's what Branch Rickey sounded like, and he's playing an old baseball executive. It's Harrison Ford playing a character!
Huh. Yeah, that's weird. Instead of just sleepwalking through a role.
It's not a guy with a gun, get off my plane, none of that stuff. He's actually playing scenes with a person about something.
This is going to be eye-opening, I think, Ralph, for a lot of young people who maybe have heard the name Jackie Robinson but have no idea how momentous it was to have him playing in the major leagues and how difficult it was for him in those first few months. Yeah. I think it's really going to be eye-opening for people.
Most people have no idea that entire teams would refuse to play the Brooklyn Dodgers because there was a black man on their team. It was a dark period in baseball's history, and yet inspirational. The fact that Jackie Robinson could rise above and, in reality, win the respect of the entire league and the entire nation, in some cases, because of what he did.
And I'm glad we all survived that so we could get to the point where last night we could see a Dodger pitcher get his neck practically broken in a brawl on the mound against the Padres. That's where baseball's at today.
That's right. So those are the picks for this weekend. If you're looking for historical drama, I don't think you can do any better than 42. Although this disconnect looks fascinating
to
me. And, of course, you'll see Kevin in the theaters at Scary Movie 5. If you're near Coachella this weekend, you say hi to him for us, won't you?
How dare you.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
If you're heading out to Coachella this weekend, you want to be listening around 7 o'clock, a little after 7 o'clock. We'll be talking to our friend from the Los Angeles Times, Michael Wood, about the bands you must see this weekend. There's an awful lot to keep track of. Kevin, have you already figured out your plan of attack? You know where you're going, what you're doing?
I figured out some of them, but there's so many bands out here, and my knowledge is not what it should be. So you just mentioned a band a few minutes ago, Palma Violet, that I want to see. And a lot of people have their choices, so it's kind of fun to talk about it and get a lineup.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of Coachella is you stumble across new music you hadn't heard about. So we'll talk about that in about 20 minutes. Also, the craziest story ever in What's Up with Florida. That's all on the way. First, though, Ozzy Osbourne's going to be on our TV, you guys.
With Black Sabbath.
With Black Sabbath. Really? They are back together. This was Ozzy's groundbreaking band from the 60s and 70s. They are back together for their first new studio album in 35 years. Who walks away from a project for 35 years and then picks it back up again? And they have decided that they are going to debut their first new song in all that time in a very special way, and that is by appearing on the CSI TV show. Now, I don't know how Black Sabbath and CSI go together. I don't get the connection there. But we thought we'd find out more about this story and talk to our friend, the Ozman himself, Ozzy Osbourne, joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hi, Ozzy.
Hello.
Yes, hello. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Who's I talking to?
It's Kevin and Bean from K-Rock.
Hold on. I'll get them. Kevin and Bean!
No, Ozzy. No, this, we're Kevin and Bean, and you're Ozzy.
I'm not here right now. Can I take a message?
No, we want to talk to you, Ozzy.
You want to talk to Ozzy?
Yes.
Ozzy!
Here we go again.
Sorry, he's not here now. Can I take a message?
You're Ozzy. You're Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm a huge fan. I heard Black Sabbath is getting back together again.
Black Sabbath.
Away from a project for 35 years and then picks it back up again.
Right, that's a great question.
I know. What's your answer, Ozzy?
No, we're asking you, Ozzy, why are you getting Black Sabbath back together after 35 years? You've been a very successful solo artist. Who needs those guys?
I know, but I think Black Sabbath's getting back together again.
Right. That's what we're saying.
You are. You have a new song called The End of the Beginning, and you're going to play it on CSI for the first time ever.
Yes. I've got you guys on the phone.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be on CSI.
Well, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, that's what we were saying.
I've got a new song.
Right.
Yes, you're debuting it on CSI. We wanted to ask you about that.
Kevin and Bean.
Yes.
I've heard Black Sabbath is getting back together again.
I love that band. We do, too. How did it come to happen that you're going to be on CSI? That's the question we, Kevin and Bean, have for you, Ozzy Osbourne.
Hold on. I'll get them. Kevin and Bean, I have a question for you about Ozzy Osbourne.
No.
They're not here right now. Can I take a message?
Ozzy, did you already shoot this? Did you already shoot the scene?
I haven't shot anyone in years.
And no, I mean, did you already film the scene?
On CSI.
Yes.
Yes.
I was in CSI, and I'll tell you, it was a great experience. That television show is very popular.
Right, it is.
And it's... When you get in a production like that, it's like, you know, I guess it's like jumping aboard a crazy train.
Yeah. That's the wrong CSI, but I like it.
So what happens on this show? Is the band performing in concert and somehow Ted Danson's character shows up at the show? Or are you guys involved in the crime that week? Or what happens?
Hold on. Ted Danson, I have a question for you.
No.
Sorry, Ted's not here. Can I take a message?
We're just asking how you guys are incorporated into the plot that night on CSI, Ozzy.
Well, you have to talk to your lawyer if you want to be incorporated. It's great for tax saving, though. You're going to save a lot of money in taxes.
How is Black Sabbath
was incorporated.
Right. And how
they're getting back together.
I guess
even the Lord takes off on the Sabbath.
Ozzy, tell us about the new song, End of the Beginning. This is the first new single since 1978 for Black Sabbath. What's the song like? Can you give us a teaser at all?
The End of the Beginning is our new song from Black Sabbath.
Right.
What's it like?
Well, first of all, is a beginning.
Right.
And then
right.
there's a bit in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And then it ends.
Right.
But the end is the end of the beginning.
End right. of the beginning, right.
Does and then it starts all over again. It's a really long song.
Sounds like it.
Does it? The end is the beginning, and the beginning is the end, and it just goes round and round and round.
Yeah, I shouldn't have asked.
It's like a crazy train.
Okay. I think we've gotten about all we're going to get out of Ozzy here. So May 15th, CSI is going to be airing on CBS with Black Sabbath performing their new song. Hey, Ozzy, did you know that Black Sabbath is back together?
Sharon! Black Sabbath is back together!
Ugg, you all right? Everything cool?
Everything's good, yeah.
Okay.
How you doing?
He was just screaming at us off the air.
I had a talk over Bean.
I didn't understand why you're yelling at us already.
We all have to do that, Mike. Yeah. You get used to it.
All right.
It's 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ, The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51.
You know that Silver Sun Pickups song, Panic Switch? That's about Mug. A lot of people don't realize that. Yeah. All right, time for the showbiz beat. Now, here's Ralph. Good morning, Ralph.
Well, Kevin is making his annual pilgrimage out to the Lindsay Lohan Music and Arts Festival. Have you seen Lindsay yet?
I have not, no.
You know, the judge in her case told her she had to stay away from people who do drugs or alcohol.
That's really tempting. That judge is just forcing people out here to track down Lindsay.
How do you stay away from people who do drugs or alcohol at Coachella?
Good question.
However, Lindsay has announced that she is going to stay clean this weekend. No drugs, no alcohol for her.
Same here.
She just wants the music, man. She's just all about the music.
Same here.
Yeah.
Ralph, didn't we see her in those photographs from her trip to Brazil a couple of weeks ago, literally laying under a table on a nightclub?
But that was to avoid people taking pictures of her, Bean. It wasn't like she was drunk and fell under a table. No, okay. Come on. This is her last hurrah before she checks into her 90-day rehab stay there in Long Island. By the way, about a quarter mile away from the rehab is the Six Corners Liquor Store. It's a quarter mile away from Seafield Center, where Lindsay will be vacationing this summer.
That's walkable.
And the nearest liquor store has announced they're willing to serve her anything she wants. The owner said, if Lindsay came in, we would treat her like a normal customer. If she wants to buy something, of course we'll allow her to buy something. I would never say no to her. So it's good to know that if she wants to make a field trip just a quarter mile away. By the way, the liquor store also said he's rooting for Lindsay to succeed in her rehab, but also thinks she'd be fine if she would just drink in moderation.
Oh, I'll bet she hasn't thought of that.
He also says she can get a 20% discount if she buys a case of wine versus bottle by bottle. So, a little encouragement there for Lindsay to drink responsibly by buying a case of wine.
I love that this guy is publicly inviting a girl in rehab to come in and just buy up his whole store.
Well, he's not saying that. He's saying, but if she walks in, you know,
hilarious.
She's welcome. That's all. Flavor Flav! Better set his huge clock around his neck for 9 a.m. on April the 18th. That's when he will be arraigned in a Las Vegas courtroom and will stand trial for felony assault with a weapon charges.
Yeah, boy!
I don't think that's good.
Also, child endangerment. This goes back to an incident last fall when Flav allegedly threatened his girlfriend's 17-year-old son with a butcher knife. If he's convicted, Flav could get 12 years in prison. That means he would have to take the huge clock from around his neck and put a calendar on it.
There's no point in having the clock around your neck when you're doing 12 years.
It just slows things down. It makes it seem like forever.
This way you just rip pages off your chest, and it's much easier.
Yeah, you don't want to stare at a clock when you're in jail for 12 years.
It just makes you feel bad.
And this is Bean's kind of woman. A 79-year-old.
I love her already.
Today, or this week rather, had the time of her life. She...
Yes?
She slipped into a coma 6 years ago. Suffered a stroke and slipped into a coma.
So far, it's hilarious.
What part of that is funny?
Well, after a 5-year coma, she woke up, and you know what the first words out of her mouth were? The 79-year-old Evie Brannon?
What's for dinner at Denny's?
No.
Oh.
She said, I want to go to a Bob Seger concert.
Yay!
I will take her to one.
She has told the press she has no idea why she said that, but now she's gotten her wish. She was seen last night at the Palace in Auburn Hills, Michigan, where she went to a Bob Seger concert and met Bob backstage, who gave her a big hug.
How about that?
And she went back into a coma. No, I'm kidding. She didn't do that. But how weird for an old woman to wake up and say, I want to go to a Bob Seger concert.
I know.
That is random.
But that's Bean. That's all. That's
that
just,
is Bean.
That's so Bean. It's just all over Bean right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're right.
And Russell Crowe has a reputation for being a bit cranky. Well, Rebel Wilson, the star of Pitch Perfect and other projects, revealed to Jay Leno on Tonight Show this week that he's earned that reputation. She won a prestigious scholarship at the Australian Theatre for Young People. It's called the Nicole Kidman Scholarship. Nicole put up the money to pay for the tuition of a worthy student, and she was the recipient of that award years ago. So she spotted Nicole Kidman at a restaurant having dinner with Russell Crowe one night in Sydney, and she approached the table to say thank you to Nicole Kidman for making that scholarship possible. It was a big turning point in her life. While she approached Nicole Kidman, Russell Crowe turned to her and told her to F off.
Wow.
So he is just as charming as ever. God bless him. Hey, tomorrow night, Saturday night, down in Long Beach, the LBC, represent. Kevin Smith and I are doing our Hollywood Babylon show at the Laugh Factory. We'd love to have you come out and join us. Go to laughfactory.com or go to csmod.com for more details and to get your tickets. But hear Kevin Smith and I as a stoner and a drunk talk about people who are rich and famous.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff.
Hey, Dave.
Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
You can go to laughfactory.com, Long Beach.
Yeah, but where can I get them? I mean, they're like,
online.
Where is,
get them
is
on,
there...
online. All right.
Can I come to your radio station
no
tonight
to
and pick up
here.
Something, or can I just go down there?
Just go there. All right, we good?
Yeah, and do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available?
I'm
do you know?
Sure there. It's a big chain. It's a big chain hotel. They have many rooms. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ed O'Neill, 67 years old today. Imagine your job every day at 67 is to get up and just go to pretend wife who's Sofia Vergara.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how you roll.
That'd be all right.
David Letterman is 66 years old today. Andy Garcia is 57. Art Alexakis of Everclear, 51 years old. Nicholas Hexum. A lot of guys with X's in their names today. is 43 years old. Nicholas Brendan is 42. Shannon Doherty celebrates her 42nd birthday today. Guy Berryman of Coldplay is 35. Claire Danes turns 34. Jennifer Morrison of Once Upon a Time is 34. And model and actress Brooklyn Decker celebrates her 26th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
That is the voice of K-Rock's Kevin, who is live in Indio at the K-Rock Coachella House right now. Pretty nice place this year, Kevin?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's really amazing. It's a big ranch-style home, and we've got a K-Rock stage set up where a bunch of the bands are going to stop by and play today and tomorrow, and you can listen to the interviews all weekend long.
What do you want to bet that K-Rock did not arrange anything with the homeowner? They just drove around the neighborhood looking for a house that was empty and then just broke in and set up a broadcast? Because that's pretty much how K-Rock rolls.
We're squatting.
Exactly. Well, you can go to K-Rock.com for all the Coachella information. Live stuff, of course, as Kevin mentioned, throughout the weekend. And the set lineups were just released. And speaking of the set lineups, I want to say a word about that. Look, everybody knows the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And everybody knows Phoenix and New Order and Vampire Weekend and Social D. You all have your favorites. But what about the other, 150 acts that are playing Coachella? That's the great mystery. How do you see the best stuff of the weekend and not miss the bands you're going to regret not seeing? And that's why we wanted to turn to Michael Wood, who is a staff writer for the Los Angeles Times, and he is all up on what's going on with Coachella. Hey, Michael, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Good. First of all, do you get to go or do you just get to sit at home and write about it?
If only the latter. No, I'm just kidding. I will be there. I'm heading out this morning in just a little bit.
Fantastic. So you're a guy who professionally and personally has spent a lot of time figuring out what you're going to see and what you can't miss. What about some of the acts that maybe aren't the biggest names that our listeners should definitely make a point of not missing this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of them, as you said. I mean, I think some of the ones I'm most excited about are a couple of playing on Sunday. There's some young British soul artists. There's a woman named Jessie Ware. A guy called James Blake, who some of your listeners might know. There's a group called Disclosure, and all these groups sort of do an updated, we've had a lot of the retro soul thing from the UK over the last few years, Adele and Duffy and Amy Winehouse and so forth. These new acts sort of do a little bit more futuristic, a little bit fresher of a sound, sort of taking a soul music, but like kind of moving it forward. And I don't know, I'm excited to see all of them.
Now, I want to ask you about James Blake, because I haven't heard the new record yet. I loved, loved, loved his last one so much. But his music seems like it's all about the production, and it's so quiet. And I just wonder, how does something like that translate in a big open-air field like at Coachella?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, he is super cerebral, super, like, interior. It's an interesting question. I mean, you know, I have to look at the exact set times, but I hope for his sake he's not up against, you know, Wu-Tang Clan, because that's going to be a kind of a disaster for him. I don't know how it's going to go.
And I was thinking the same thing about the XX, who another thing, that they're all about the texture of the music, and it's just, it's almost headphone music. Well, Kevin, you've been to Coachella every year since it started. Tell me what's that like when you've got bands that are playing, you know, sometimes in fields next to each other. There's got to be some bleed over, right?
There is, only if one of the bands is quiet, like you're talking about. Most of the time, the bands are loud enough that you can listen to the band you're standing in front of. But if the band is really quiet, you can hear the other stage. I mean, it's really...
Yeah. That's kind of distracting.
Yeah.
All right. So those are some highlights from Sunday, Michael. Who else do you like for Friday and Saturday?
You know, Friday and Saturday, they're sort of hidden in plain sight. Everybody knows the band, but Modest Mouse, I think, has kind of been away for a minute. They're playing Friday. They're playing tonight. And I'm kind of excited to see Modest Mouse. Like, where have they been? You know what I mean? Like, who's sort of been thinking about Modest Mouse for the past couple of years?
No, that's a great point. And they are really on a hot streak with their last couple of records that have just been great. And, of course, we played them a lot here at K-Rock. But you're right. When they vanish, they really vanish. Like, we haven't heard the name Modest Mouse until this lineup was announced.
Exactly, exactly. And also tonight you've got Skrillex's new thing, this group called Dog Blood, which should be fun. You've also got Tegan and Sarah, who put out a great record earlier this year called Heartthrob, a sort of synthy new wave thing. I'm super excited to see them. And then tomorrow night, you've got Franz Ferdinand, who, kind of like Modest Mouse, have been away. They haven't put out a record, I don't think, since 2009. Sort of excited to see what they've been doing for the past 4 years.
You know what's cool about Franz Ferdinand, too, is you forget what a good time they are.
Yeah.
That is a good time, just fun band. And you kind of forget that till you're standing in front of them.
I agree. And same with Descendants, who are playing Saturday, who are pretty much always awesome on stage.
Right. What about some of the throwback bands? Like, some of our younger listeners don't remember Blur. They don't remember the Stone Roses. Maybe they don't even remember New Order. I mean, bands like that are certainly going to have a fan base, but they're going to bring in some new people this time around, too, I imagine.
Yeah, I think it was a bold sort of booking on Coachella's part to kind of lead the festival with what we can consider to be sort of so older bands who a lot of, as you say, younger festival goers might not know. I mean, the Stone Roses, you know, there was a famous Tumblr after the lineup got announced of people asking, like, literally, who are the Stone Roses? I've never heard of them. So it's going to be interesting to see how they play, to see if they're sort of prove to be interesting to people who don't have that nostalgia factor, who aren't there to just see a band that they remember from high school, college, whatever.
Yeah, I really wonder about that, because for whatever reason, the British people have never lost their fascination with Stone Roses. I mean, they're a band that in Britain, it seems like they've always rooted for them to get back together. But I think in America, they're pretty much a one or two hit wonder for us here at K-Rock back in the day.
Oh, definitely. I mean, they definitely have no in the U.S., they have no rivaling against the Blur and the Oasis. And even Pulp. You know, Pulp is kind of a cult band in the U.S., but, I mean, as they showed last year, like, that is a band that commands a pretty sizable fan base in America. And the Stone Roses, it's just not the same. So it's interesting.
Hey, Michael, let me ask you about one of the hot rumors that's going around out here, and that is that Daft Punk might come out with Phoenix again. They did that at Madison Square Garden. Have you heard anything about that?
I mean, I've heard the same rumors. I'm just hoping that it's true, because, I mean, how insane would that be? They did it, as you said, I think in 2010 at Madison Square Garden, and it's like, you can still watch the YouTube clips of that, and it's like, dude.
They did like three songs, right? I mean, it was really something.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be, I mean, it's perfect, right? Daft Punk has a record just about to come out. Like, I don't know. I certainly hope that it happens.
That's the hot rumor, and that's what everybody out here is like, oh, please, yes, please, yes.
Is there any hot rumor from either Michael or Kevin about any holograms appearing this year? I mean, like Old Dirty Bastard, for instance. Might he come out with the Wu-Tang?
I'm hoping, actually, Old Dirty Bastard comes out with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. That would be an awesome duo.
That would be awesome.
He would just look around and go, what the hell is happening?
Yeah.
Why does your music suck, Nick Cave, is what he would say. I don't say that. I'm saying Old Dirty Bastard would probably think that. Hey, Michael, this is the voice of Michael Wood from the Los Angeles Times talking about Coachella weekend, obviously, here on K-Rock. Every year, it seems to me like EDM gets bigger and bigger at Coachella. I mean, it is becoming the premier dance festival in America, too. How about some of those acts that you think are particularly worth checking out?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, and there are certainly some to say, some to see, but first I have to say that that is a huge thing with 2013 versus 2012. I mean, last year you had Swedish House Mafia, you had Avicii, you had Guetta, you had Afrojack, and this year that is not happening on the same level it is in terms of the headliners. Like, the big dance acts are sort of further down the bill. And there are some certainly some really good ones to see. I mean, I mentioned Skrillex's thing, Dog Blood. There's also Simian Mobile Disco, who are really fun. But you've got some of the more pop acts like La Rue, who's a pop act, but sort of coming out of the electronic world. But to my eyes, it is definitely backing away from that relative to last year, which is sort of an interesting move. Sounds bigger than ever. You know?
I'm sorry, let me just butt in and say, though, that the EDM tent, the Sahara tent, is right now bigger than a football field. It's right, like 35 feet higher than it was last year. And I'm imagining that most of the weekend that will be the most crowded place.
Oh, I'm sure you're right. I mean, as the tent goes, for sure, it's still strong. I mean, tonight you have Bass Nectar, who I'm sure that will be a huge party. Tomorrow you have, indeed, Knife Party, as well as Moby. And on Sunday, you've got Paul Oakenfold, who, of course, is, you know, one of the biggest...
A classic, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But on the main stage, it's a different scene.
Yeah.
Kevin, which tent has the best air conditioning? Have you sourced that out?
Yeah, it's the Yuma. The Yuma is a tent that holds about a thousand or two, and it's all blacked out on the inside bean, and it's air-conditioned with a hardwood floor.
There you go. That's going to be the place that people are going to want to go when it gets to be like 180 degrees later today, right? That's awesome. All right, so those are some great tips. What kind of coverage are you going to be having through the LA Times website this weekend, Michael? How are you going to be handling Coachella this year?
We'll be doing the whole blogging, tweeting, extravaganza, constant updates over the weekend, and then a couple of pieces in the newspaper on Monday and Tuesday about the whole shebang.
Well, fantastic. You and your colleagues are doing an excellent job covering it right up until this point. So hit the road, have a great time, and thank you for joining us on the Kevin Bean Show. We appreciate it, all right?
Happy to do it. Thanks.
The Violent Femmes will be playing Saturday at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, I'm sorry, on the main stage. They put out all the times. The set list is out, and you can go to Coachella.com. And all the info is at krock.com.
Yes, excellent point. It's Friday morning, the weekend of Coachella. You're listening to the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock at 7:24. It's time for our new feature, What's Up with Florida?
You goddamn people of Florida! You retarded bunch of bastards! Florida, Florida, Florida. What the hell is going on? You always have the craziest news. What's going on in Florida, Florida, Florida? You are so crazy. Let's all find out what happened now in Florida.
It's getting so it's almost impossible to keep up with all the crazy news coming out of the Sunshine State. That's why we had to put a feature together just to talk about all the crazy stories. For instance, Vero Beach police called a disturbance on the 1200 block of 24th Street there. Officers are met by Suzanne Evlarina Watson, whose pants were down and her butt was exposed.
All right.
Watson, 49, said an ex-boyfriend came to her home looking for birthday sex. The woman was described as very intoxicated. Meanwhile, a 16-year-old boy who lives next door to Watson said that she had come to his trailer seeking cigarettes and beer, and then she began screaming and yelling at him when he didn't have that. The teen told police that the ex-boyfriend, remember, he's the one who came to the trailer park looking for sex, said she attacked him, she pushed him into glass, cutting his arm, and then started throwing papayas at him.
I believe them both.
What's going on with the woman with her pants down and she's drunk and she's berating the neighborhood teenagers for not having cigarettes and beer? And the next thing you know, she's throwing papayas at a guy? What the hell? I love this part of the article, by the way. The teen, the ex-boyfriend, and two others saw the exposure. Informally known as mooning, exposing one's buttocks, a practice often intended as a sign of defiance or disrespect. So,
thanks for explaining that.
She has been arrested on disorderly intoxication charges. Here's a bizarre story out of Florida. Hard to believe. Volusia County is where it is. A man tried to kill himself with a hibachi in a hotel room. He's in a sleep-in motel in Ormond Beach. He decides he wants to, asphyxiate himself, die from the carbon monoxide, basically. So he lights up the hibachi in his room. And then here's my favorite part. Duct tapes himself in the shower stall. So he's afraid that he's just going to get up and walk out if he's not restrained somehow. So he duct tapes himself into the shower stall. You can imagine what happened, by the way. The hibachi set off the alarms in the hotel, so the fire department responded, and they find the guy, and he's fine, and he didn't kill himself. But what a bizarre way to try to kill yourself, right?
What a fail. What a giant fail.
Yeah.
Here's a guy in Largo, Florida. Fire engines and an ambulance rushed to a quiet residential street after a man called 911 to report an explosion. They found the man outside of his home on 6th Avenue. He had a red gash under one eye and white liquid on his shirt. The liquid, he told them, was shaving cream. The man, unidentified in the article, about 50 years old, said he decided he wanted a hot shave that morning. So he took his can of shaving cream and decided to heat it on the kitchen stove.
Oh my God.
Who knew you couldn't heat up cans of shaving cream?
Everyone?
Exactly. The can blew up, hurling aluminum shards at his face, which is how he got caught. The police said, not a good idea, in my estimation. It is not advisable to heat metal cans. Apparently, according to the article, by the way, here's a helpful suggestion. Either go to a barber for a hot shave or buy yourself a heated shaving cream dispenser available at Walmart for only $65.
Really? That's in the article?
That's in the article, yes. And here it is, the story I've been waiting all week long to get to. The craziest thing I have ever seen out of the state of Florida. He doesn't give his real name, but he works at a movie theater in Panama City, Florida, and his dream is to become the first human disposable sanitary napkin.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
He is a former theater major, a huge Twilight fan, a gay rights supporter. He loves vampires and werewolves. Next week, he is walking across America to raise awareness for his favorite cause, teaching women to avoid toxic shock syndrome from tampons. Here are the four resolutions he made in 2013. One, to get my legal first name changed to Pad. Two, to start preparing for my life as a feminine pad. Three, to set a world record for having the largest pad collection. Four, to become a pink disposable feminine pad.
This is his life's work? This is what he's decided?
Yes. He wants to be a feminine pad. He collects maxi pads, spends hours meticulously photographing them from every possible angle. He's trying to set the world record for the largest collection of pads. He currently owns 1,407 pads, by the way.
Is there somebody fighting him for that title?
I don't think so. I am planning to donate myself and all the pads in the collection to women in need of pads once I become a pad finally. He wants to get some woman to allow him to do that job for a night is what he's hoping to do.
I don't even understand.
That's going to have to be a big woman.
Yes, it is.
Right?
In addition to changing his name to Pad, he says he wants to be treated like any other normal pad, which probably means getting tossed in the trash, after which he expects to exist as any other sanitary napkin would, contemplating the existence and joy of life. What is up with Florida?
Florida?
What the hell is going on? You always have the craziest news.
I haven't heard anything about this guy. I haven't seen one second of this show, but I've had it up to here with this Urban Tarzan, Kevin.
It's really magic.
I'm declaring a fatwa on Urban Tarzan. First of all,
magic.
This douchebag is named John Brennan, who legally changed his name to Urban Tarzan, one word. Not first name Urban, last name Tarzan. One word, Urban Tarzan is his name. Second of all, he's got a show where he goes around with, I don't know, with monkeys, with guns and horses at nightclubs. I don't even know what the hell is going on with this show, but it is a new program that is on the Spike Channel Tuesday nights at 10:30. Do you have an understanding of what's happening in this program, Kevin?
I think that he is like a wild animal wrangler, and he goes around to people who have loose animals and tries to, like, get them under control and stuff, but I think it's all fake. It's just stupid. Like, in this clip we're about to hear, Urban Tarzan takes on a monkey, and they have a trank gun. Let's hear the clip.
He's got a gun. Is that gun loaded?
I don't know.
Come on.
Listen, we got to distract him. We got to get him to drop that gun.
What about food? Does he have a favorite food?
He loves cheese puffs.
Well, who doesn't? See him?
Yeah, he's still got the gun, but he's aiming the gun right at us. Wait a minute. Put the gun down. He's coming for the cheesy puff.
Is he?
Yep.
I don't blame him.
See? Now,
that's good acting right there.
Now, that's a scene where the monkey has the gun, and then later in the scene, he's drinking cough syrup. So, I can't imagine this is real.
Well, we wanted to find out more about this, and we asked producer Dave, get us the goddamn Urban Tarzan, and here he is on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Urban Tarzan, one word, all capitals. How are you?
Good morning. I'm Urban Tarzan. How you doing?
We're good. Well, we're fine, but we're having some trouble wrapping our head around the show. Why don't you explain it to us, sir?
Well, I'm Urban Tarzan.
Right.
And I go into the jungle, but not the jungle you ordinarily think of with Tarzan.
Right.
I am in the urban jungle, perhaps the most deadly jungle of all.
Wow. Okay. And it's a real show? You just happen to take cameras in when you try to, you know, catch some of these animals, like a pig that's running through a frat house in one of your upcoming episodes?
That's right. Everything is real. Everything is as it actually happened. You are watching it. The home viewer yourself, you too, are on the adventure with me. I'm Urban Tarzan.
Right, but in that clip, you sounded like the worst possible actors reading the worst possible dialogue, that thing we just heard with the monkey and the gun.
No, that is all real. That monkey actually had a gun, and I had to say, whoa, hold on, monkey. I'm Urban Tarzan. Put down that gun and stop drinking the scissor.
Urban Tarzan, seriously,
yes,
though.
Yes, I'm Urban Tarzan.
What are the chances that you go to a house where a monkey, A, has a gun, and B, is drinking scissor?
That is how the urban jungle is sometimes. It is a very dangerous place.
It's never like that.
No, it's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Wow, that's an excellent question, Urban Tarzan. What other adventures are we going to see on your Spike TV show Tuesday nights?
Well, we have had many adventures because I am Urban Tarzan.
Right.
Sometimes we go to a store and they have an ostrich running around loose. That ostrich could kill you, my friend, and that's why I'm Urban Tarzan, because you call me in and then I will take care of that ostrich problem for you. Have a lion walking around your neighborhood? Call Urban Tarzan. I come and I make sure that that lion is taken care of in a humane way, and I make sure that no one gets hurt. I'm Urban Tarzan.
I can't help but notice that it sounds like you're reading everything.
No, everything happens as you, the home viewer, watch it. You are also along with an adventure with me. I'm Urban Tarzan. And keep in mind, all these things are real. They are not in any way done for your entertainment or television. It is all real adventures of me. I'm Urban Tarzan.
Urban Tarzan, right. Now, let me take you back to the lion story for a minute, because this is, I guess, where I first heard about your program, is there were those who suggested that you literally took a lion down to the L.A. River and then released it just so you could capture it on tape like 2 minutes later.
Ooh, that kind of talk makes me so angry.
You don't sound angry. You sound like you just read that.
I'm so angry, I'm Urban Tarzan. No, all these adventures are for real, and you, the home viewer, get to come along in my adventures because I am Urban Tarzan.
Yes.
But what happens, sometimes it is like a jungle, but it's in the city. It's an urban jungle.
Right. Yeah, we understand. We got you. Okay.
And sometimes it's very difficult to capture some of these wild animals. Please, do not forget, they are wild animals. They
right.
are
wild
not
animals.
For your, you should never make a wild animal a pet. That's a word for me. I'm Urban Tarzan.
Urban Tarzan. Okay.
Can we just
sometimes it takes me two or three attempts to actually get an animal into a cage.
You said takes.
No.
Right there.
Sometimes it takes two or three attempts. That's what I meant to say, because I am Urban Tarzan. I am not familiar with your language coming from the jungle.
Can we just stipulate? You grew up in Brooklyn, by the way.
Can we just stipulate that you are Urban Tarzan?
First of all, it's important to remember that I am Urban Tarzan.
Right, we got that. Oh, what's the problem? What's happening?
Uh-oh, we sure have a monkey loose here.
What? How did it just now get loose?
Hold on, monkey. Stay calm. Stay calm, monkey. No. Put down that moonshine still you've been working on.
What?
That is flammable. You stop, monkey. Get in that cage.
What city are you in?
Mission accomplished. I am Urban Tarzan.
How is mission accomplished? You didn't do anything. You just said get in the cage.
Now what's happening?
Oh, that crazy pig has stolen my Pictionary set. Hey, come here, you crazy pig. You will not bother these nice people in this neighborhood any longer. Get in that pig cage that I brought along. I am Urban Tarzan.
Wow, he's good. He's really effective.
Uh-oh.
That's some kind of bird.
You can't identify it?
Hey, dangerous bird in the urban jungle. You will not bother these people anymore because they have called me. I am Urban Tarzan, and I will humanely put you back in the cage.
This is
you brought a lot of cages with you.
Yeah,
that sounded like a rifle shot. What was that?
No, I am Urban Tarzan. I use my skills as a jungle.
That was a rifle.
Yeah, sometimes I got to shoot them.
Look, we can make fun of Urban Tarzan all we want, but I just saw Kevin's Coachella video from yesterday at KROQ.com, where he's interviewing a horse, Ralph.
He's Desert Tarzan. Kevin's Desert Tarzan.
He's Desert Tarzan. Desert. That's Tarzan. Yeah. He is interviewing a horse, and he is forcing young women on their knees to do beer bongs. That's what's happening in this video.
I force nothing, my friend.
Seems like those aren't beer bongs.
It's 7:53 Friday morning. Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
No, I keep my beer bong in my pants. Seriously, it's beer bong.
What a mess. How are you sober, by the way? You sound reasonably sober.
Why do you assume I am? I work drunk. Well said.
Yep.
Hey, Kevin is Denzel Washington in Flight. That's who he is.
Yeah, he's sharper the more loaded he gets. And this is good news. Walking Dead producer Glenn Mazzara apparently in the talks to write the prequel to the movie The Shining. Classic Jack Nicholson film, of course,
wow.
The Shining. Warner Brothers is being developed. Warner Brothers is developing the prequel. It's going to be called The Overlook Hotel. Apparently, it'll be the story of the groundskeeper, the caretaker that they refer to consistently in that film. About, you remember when they talked about the last guy who stayed here, whatever, hacked up his family, whatever. So basically the same story with a brand new cast and a brand new time period. But I look forward to that. That could be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Although Stephen King famously hated that movie version of his book.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow, even though it was such a huge hit.
Yeah, very much so. So maybe he'll have more to say about the Overlook Hotel, the prequel. Ashley Simpson, there's a name we haven't heard for a while. She is reportedly the next D-lister headed to rehab. Sources say that she's been drinking like a fish these days and loves hitting the club circuit, unfortunately. She's also a single mom to a 4-year-old son named Bronx. That she had with her ex-husband, Pete Wentz. Look, if I was married to Pete Wentz, I'd drink a lot, too. Rumor has it he's trying to get primary custody of the little guy and has threatened to take the matter to court unless Ashley can settle down and get her act together. So, your ex-husband's Pete Wentz. Your dad left your mom for a dude. Your sister's is Jessica Simpson. The kid didn't have a chance, poor Ashley.
Right. That's true.
She got outed on Saturday Night Live. Remember that?
Yes.
When her voice track went out and she... had to do that tap dance on stage? How embarrassing. What else is embarrassing? How about finding out that more than half of your Twitter followers are all fake Justin Bieber? Or should I say Justin Liar?
Oh, no you didn't.
Yeah, I went there. I'm not afraid. A service called Social Bakers identifies fake Twitter accounts, and they have found that of Bieber's 37.3 million followers, almost 20 million are fake. That means only 40% of his followers are actually people who are really following Justin. The rest are all crap followers.
Is this something a lot of people do?
This is a thing. You can buy Twitter followers. You pay a service, and they depending on how much you pay, will deliver 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 Twitter followers to your account.
So are they actual people?
Well, no one knows where the accounts come from.
Oh.
They may be manufactured by these people who are selling them, or they may pay people to, you know, a dollar a name. If you say, look, if you follow this person, we'll pay you, you know, $5 or whatever, so they can get people to hire
it
on.
It is weird, though. I mean, because it's free to set up a Twitter account, I guess you could just go on and just create as many as you want with fake email addresses or with email addresses that you just established for that purpose, I imagine, right?
Yeah.
Meaning there would be nobody there following, though, right?
Right. It would just be a fake account. They would just follow you. It would follow one person, just you. So they can set up as many as they like. A lot of celebrities and high-profile people do this to try to beef up their Twitter profile to make them look a little bit more impressive than they actually are.
I do my best every day to cut it down. I'm going to get down to 10. That's my goal.
Not with you. What would you tweet? Just pictures of boobs. I'm surprised you don't have 20 million followers yourself.
How dare you?
They did the same process with Lady Gaga, and she has more real followers than Bieber does. They're the two biggest followed celebrities on Twitter. She has 19 million followers that are actually real people. So.
Oh, that's such a big liar.
They're such a big liar. They are. And while we're talking about the Biebs, someone stole his clothes.
What?
Someone stole his clothes.
He took them off.
At an award show in Canada, someone took off with some of his clothes. You know who it was? They found out.
Who?
Noah Cyrus, Miley's younger sister.
Just thought it would be funny?
Well, she apparently is a huge Bieber fan.
Oh, really?
And she tells Teen Vogue she could barely speak when she met him at an award show in Canada and then stole some of his clothes. Apparently, the Bieber doesn't know about the theft, and she calls him her first love. this 13-year-old Noah Cyrus.
She doesn't know that he's Justin Liar.
That's right. That is fake Twitter fans don't
she
even
knew
like
that.
Him. She would give those clothes back. She'd make him put a shirt on, which is the worst thing you can do to Bieber these days. Come on out and see me and Kevin Smith this Saturday night. If you're around Long Beach, if you're down there, we'd love to see you at the Laugh Factory. We're doing our Hollywood Babylon show there. Kevin and I do this each and every week where we make fun of celebrities and we talk ass about people. And
we have fun, don't we?
No, it's Kevin Smith.
Oh.
Kevin Smith and myself.
I don't remember having fun.
Doing a podcast with you would be a dream come true. It would really be magical. Just get Kevin loaded up and try to listen to him talk. You can go to the Laugh Factory website, or you can go to csmod.com to see Kevin Smith and myself this weekend.
Will Glenda be there?
Glenda is coming, yeah.
Great.
We might pull her up on stage. Do a chunk with Glenda.
A chunk.
She's a funny lady. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ed O'Neill is 67 years old today. Talk show legend David Letterman turned 66. Andy Garcia is 57 years old. Nicholas Hexum of 311 is 43. Nicholas Brendan, the actor, is 42 years old. Shannon Doherty celebrates her 42nd birthday today. Guy Berryman of Coldplay turns 35. Claire Danes of Homeland is 34. No bell for Claire Danes, huh? I'm surprised.
I don't think. What do you guys think? I mean, she's one I'm on the fence. I just, ever since I saw her ugly cry faces this year at home, it's hard for me to
agree. She does have a bad cry face.
I agree.
Sure.
Yeah, I do too.
I think no.
I used to think she was attractive.
Me too.
And then I saw Temple Grandin. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's going to make my penis retreat forever.
There's no question that there are times that she looks great.
Yeah.
There's no question.
And then other times.
Other times, right.
No. So we'll give her a bell every other time.
Okay, fair enough. actress Jennifer Morrison, formerly of House, now Once Upon a Time. She is 34. And model and actress Brooklyn Decker is 26 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. We want to give you tickets to Coachella, not this weekend, but next weekend, number 2, 3 days, including access to the Kara Coachella house. We're going to give you a chance to earn them at 1-800-520-1067 by a little game we like to call Listener Roki. Here's what you do. You pick out your favorite act on the Coachella bill either weekend, and you sing one of their songs for us. And we're just going to listen to you sing, and that's going to be fun. It's always bad, right?
I'm going to be singing some Mord Fustang, so I hope you'll all...
Mord Fustang is awesome. Yeah. Sure. So whoever you like, you sing your favorite song by a Coachella artist, and one of you will win tickets. 1-800-520-1067, and that's next here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We want to give away some tickets for you to join us at Coachella next weekend, all 3 days. Plus, you get access to the K-Rock Coachella house with lots of great bands performing live. By the way, this would be an excellent time to mention this weekend here on K-Rock. Starting today at noon, Jake Bugg is the artist that Kat is going to be interviewing. He's going to be performing live at the K-Rock Coachella house where Kevin is right now. Metric is coming by later today. Passion Pit, Foles. I mean, all weekend long, we're going to have bands stopping by. Phoenix will be there tomorrow. Alt-J, who's one of the buzziest bands of Coachella weekend. You can get a complete schedule at krock.com. Let's give away these tickets right now with a game we like to call Listener Roki.
Listener Roki, Listener Roki. That's the game we're going to play. Listener Roki, Listener Roki. Come and sing and don't be lame.
Well, there's no question somebody's going to be lame here, Kevin, but it doesn't really matter how well you sing. Aren't we looking for more than that? We're looking for enthusiasm and commitment.
We're looking for entertainment, full-on entertainment value.
Yeah, exactly. So this one's completely subjective. So, Lisa, you listen up. I know you're watching your stories on your laptop or something, but try to pay attention to the show here. Let's try to pick a winner. Let's start with Kenny. My man Kenny is on line 2. He's going to sing for us. Hi, Kenny. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What are you going to be doing for us here today?
Soda Squeeze.
Ooh, all right. Very tough choice to sing a ballad, but good luck. We'll let you go as long as we can stand it.
Yes, sir. All right. I got a bad disease, but from my brain is where I bleed.
Wow.
Insanity, it seems.
I believe I've heard enough. That's not bad, you
not
guys,
at
right?
All.
That's a tough song to sing. All right, Kenny, you hold on. What, Kevin, are you laughing because you think I'm wrong?
No. I like that it's not bad, but we cut him off after 3 lines.
I think we heard enough. We got the gist of it, but he's pretty good. I got to tell you, I've watched enough American Idol to know that that's a lot harder than it sounds like. Let's try Greg on line 3. Greg, welcome to Listener Roki. Thank you for calling.
How's it going? Hey,
good.
Me.
Hi there.
What are you doing for us?
Lumineers. Oh, hey.
Are Lumineers, are they playing? I don't remember hearing about them playing. Are they playing at the...
Yeah, they are.
They are playing Coachella. Okay, that's legit then. Let's hear it.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed.
All right, Greg. Thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Keep all that in mind, you guys. So that's okay. Greg with the Lumineers.
Got it.
Not as good.
Noted.
Let's try Alicia on line 4. Alicia, welcome to the show. It looks like you're going old school for us.
Yes, I am. I'm doing OMD if you leave.
All right.
Nice.
If you leave, don't leave now. Please don't take my heart away. Promise me just one more night. Then we'll go our separate ways.
All right, okay. That's not bad.
All right. Not too bad at all. Hey, are you at work right now or something? Seems like you're holding back a little. Yeah, that's what I thought. She wasn't belting like I bet you do in the car. All right, thank you for the call. You hang on, Alicia. You are still in the running. Let's try Melanie. Melanie is on line 6. She wants to be America's Next Top Model. Win tickets to go to Coachella. Hi, Melanie. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you? Hey, Lisa good.
Hi, Melanie. What are you going to sing?
I think it's wide open. We haven't had anyone blow us away yet, so it could be you. I'm sorry. What song?
Okay. It's Violent Femmes, Blister in the Sun. Oh,
all right.
Okay.
All right. Nice. Good luck.
When I'm walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on, like a blister in the sun.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Thank you very much. Are you guys, thank you, Melanie, hold on, please. Are you guys no clear winner for me yet? I'm not overwhelmed.
There's a couple of decent singers, but no one's blown us away.
All right, so it's still open. Let's try, it says Mendy. I can't believe that's really the name on line 1. Mendy. Is your name Mendy?
Yeah.
I don't want you to play this game. I don't want you to listen to the show.
No.
I don't want you to live in this country.
Let him play.
Why is your name Mendy?
It's just a foreign name from back.
Okay. I don't like it.
Well, what do you want him to do? Change it? What song do you want to sing?
Yeah. All right, that's maybe we do that.
What song, Mendy?
Too close, Alex
Smith.
Okay. Right. I got a bad feeling about Mendy. I'll tell
Me
you
too.
That right from the start. All right, good luck.
You know I'm not one to break promises.
Thanks for calling.
All right, Stephanie is up next on line 8. I want a break. I want to be done with this, but nobody's slayed me yet. Stephanie is going to be singing one of the newer songs from one of the newer bands at Coachella. Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Hello.
Hi,
there.
What are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood.
Okay.
Great song. All right, good luck.
All I am is a man. I want the world in my hand. I hate the beach, but here I stand in California with my toes in the sand. Use the sleeves of my sweater. Let's have an adventure. Head in the clouds, but my gravity's centered.
All right. Thank you very much. Stephanie sounds kind of hot, too, by the way. That gives her points. All right. We already have one more to go to, guys. Then we're going to have to decide. It's going to be Shy on line 5. Unfortunately, he's our last contestant for Listener Rookie. Hi, Shy.
Hi. Okay. I know you're coming up. I'm going to do intro, chorus, and outro. Under the Bridge.
All right.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend. Fight forward. I don't ever want to feel like I disappear when I come to the place I love. I throw under the bridge and down.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I believe we have a winner. What do you guys think?
For entertainment factor alone,
yes.
That's what we were looking for, was entertainment. 3 days for weekend number 2 at Coachella and the K-Rock Coachella House. Shy, thank you for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Have a fantastic time, all right?
I gave my life away.
All right. This has been Listener Rookie. Yes.
Listener Rookie, Listener Rookie. Thanks for playing our game. Listener Rookie. Listener Rookie, you suck, then we're lame.
I feel like that one's not going to jar anyone awake. You know, if your alarm clock was set to that song, I apologize.
I do feel like the listeners should be able to write in and tell us what time their alarm goes off so we can schedule, like, Sabotage by the Beastie Boys or some Rage Against the Machine or something like that, just to get them going in the morning.
I like it.
All right. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Friday morning. It is 8:25. Of course, again, KROQ.com is where you go for all the Coachella information, live stuff from the KROQ Coachella House all weekend long, and set times if you're going to the show. Speaking of concerts, great article this week. Actually, it was covered quite widely because the band the Yeah Yeah Yeahs did something kind of unusual at their concert recently. I think in New York at Webster Hall, they put up a sign: please do not watch the show through a screen on your smart device or camera. Put that away as a courtesy to the person behind you. Much love and many thanks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it kind of started a conversation through a lot of people about concert etiquette. Like, holding up your smartphone, and any show that you go to these days, you're going to see, I think, about 30 to 40% of the people who are standing there watching the concert on their phone.
Yeah.
Now, Kevin, you were saying, we talked about this in the office yesterday, you were saying that doesn't bother you at all. Tell me why.
I don't know. I don't know why. I just feel like if I don't like what's going on, I'll move. But
if it's 40%, you're moving out the door.
Well, so I don't know. So I just think get used to it. It doesn't hurt me. It's just it's crappy.
You just
know
ignore it. Basically, it's not. It doesn't affect you right. That much. It's easy for you to ignore.
I honestly think Kevin's height makes a little bit of a difference.
It could. It could because and my giant head. But the thing about that is the other thing is that most of it is completely unwatchable. That's my favorite thing about it is when people are dancing and they're videotaping and their hands moving all over the place. You go, if you watch that for 30 seconds, you'll throw up. But they do it for the whole show, and then they just probably delete it. But some of them put it on YouTube, and that's sweet.
It's kind of a waste of everyone's time, right?
Yes, yes.
And I also wonder if some of it from the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs, I mean, in their sign, they say, as a courtesy to the person behind you, because they understand that not everybody wants to stand behind or sit behind somebody who's holding a phone up in the air. But I also wonder if it's a little bit insulting for the performer on stage to have people not looking at them and instead to be staring at their phone. Do you think that might be part of it?
That could be. It would be a weird sensation to be on stage and have everybody looking through their phones. That'd be weird.
It is kind of weird. And then we started talking about, because, you know, we just had our own concert this past weekend. We did the April Foolish show up at the Gibson Amphitheater, and there were a couple of incidents. In fact, it's funny that this conversation should be happening today because intern Brittany joins us in studio here on the Kevin Reed Show. Hi, yes. Brittany. How are you?
Hello.
I got a chance to meet Brittany in person on Saturday night, and she is uncomfortably hot, as you guys had suggested, so I was very happy about that.
She was uncomfortably drunk as well.
She certainly was. Now, Beer Mug, you, first of all, never should have been allowed into the Foolishest Show, but somehow you got a seat, and you had the misfortune of being seated next to Miss Brittany or close to her. What happened?
Look, she was sitting directly behind me, and I saw her earlier in the night, and, you know, I realized, oh, she's more awake than normal than she does when she comes in here.
Because she's
none of that is relevant, but thank you.
But yeah, so... we're sitting watching Ari Shaffir, and then I'd feel this random like smack on my back. And the first couple times, I kind of ignored it. And then the third or fourth time, I turn around, and I'm like, oh, I realize it's Brittany. And that proceeded to turn into really loud talking from Brittany during his set.
Oh, because she was drunk?
Yeah. To the point where, like, the third or fourth time she was yelling at me, the guy in front of me turned around to be like, what the F is going on? So I finally told her, I was like, Brittany, shh, you got to be quiet. There's a comedian on stage right now. And it was so bad that after we did the intro for Jay Moore, I didn't want to go back to sit in my seat.
She drove you
out of your own seat. Oh, yeah. No.
Brittany, do you have any memory of this at all?
Yes.
Is it possible that you were talking too loud for the room?
Probably. I have an extremely loud voice. Even my own family tells me this.
Not on the radio, you know. Could you get closer to the microphone, please?
It's like, when I come here, it's so early. So, yeah, I'm exhausted. So, yeah, I'm like a zombie. So, yeah, and... even in my own classrooms or at home, I am extremely loud. So, yeah, I got a loud voice. But, no, I vaguely remember tapping Beer Mug on the shoulder.
Okay, but let me ask you this, Britt. Loud voice aside, and maybe there's nothing you can do about that, but, I mean, was there any part of you that thought, hey, I'm at a concert and people are actually watching and listening to the comedian on stage and I may be interrupting their enjoyment of said activity?
After the fact, yes.
Because it was pretty important that she asked me when I was doing it on stage and where Lisa May was, and if Nicole was going to get her friend into a club later that night.
Her really, really drunk friend.
I could listen to Beer Mug and Brittany all day.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Kevin, didn't you have at the same show, and we're going to be taking your telephone calls, by the way, your annoying concert behavior stories. We want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. Like, what really drives you crazy when you go to a concert that people do that you want to put the word out on the radio, stop it already. Kevin, didn't you have the same night an instance of somebody near you who was watching YouTube videos during the show?
No. She was watching the video that she had taken of Funny Brad.
Oh, that's right.
On stage. And she was watching it back at full volume when Jay Moore went on. the crowd was laughing, and I heard Brad stand up, and I was like, what's happening?
That's weird.
So I turned around and I said, be quiet. It's also different when you're in a comedy show because you're supposed to be paying attention to the words that are being said. Mm-hmm. It's not the same as music where you kind of get a feel for music and you should be less annoying at music shows too. But especially there at full volume, I did not understand why she had to be watching that.
All right. So
it had happened 30 seconds before.
maybe save that video and watch it at home or later when you're not in the middle of somebody else's act. That's
correct.
What you're saying. All right. So don't watch YouTube videos during a show. Don't touch beer mug or talk to beer mug. Those are two things we've learned. And according to the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, don't hold your cell phones up while somebody's trying to perform on stage. So that has gotten us started here. What are some of the other annoying concert behaviors that are just driving you crazy and you want to get the word out for people to stop doing it? 1-800-520-1067. That's the toll-free number. We'll take your calls next on the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 840.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Beer Mug is going to finally get fired today, right? It seems like.
I hope we're all
leading up to that at the end of the show. Talking about annoying concert behavior, we've all had things that people do that bug us. This is Tammy from Costa Mesa. Dave, the King of Mexico, you're going to love her comment. Beach balls. I am here for the music, not to hit a hipster with a flip phone in the head or a beach ball. Well, on second thought, Tammy says. So beach balls are one of the things that she says. We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to Jason. He's on line 7. He's got something that I've never seen. I didn't know this was a thing, but Jason, thanks for calling.
No problem. Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Lisa Mae.
Hey there.
What happened?
All right. I got married at Stagecoach Country Music Festival last year. And my wife's maid of honor decided that the bathrooms are too far to walk to.
Right.
So she grabbed an empty beer cup and peed in the middle of the venue.
Classy.
Oh, that's nice.
That's classy.
Yeah.
So peeing in a cup at a show.
Yeah.
Seems bad.
At the Empire Polo Field, the bathrooms are like a quarter of a mile away from the lawn seat.
And now you're defending her.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm really confused.
I thought you were calling with things that annoyed you.
Complaining about people peeing in cups, I thought, is what your point was.
No, my place that they may have the bathrooms too far away.
Okay. Right.
So you meant to be calling on a completely different topic on a completely different show. Thank you very much. Let's go to Doug. Doug is on line 3 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Annoying concert behavior. Doug, what you got?
Good morning, Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Good morning. Hi.
The one-man mosh pit.
The guy who really thinks everybody's into it and he just won't stop moving.
You could be at, like, a Yeah Yeahs concert or, like, you could be at, like, a non-moshing show and this guy's just raging, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and mad at everybody because they're not?
Exactly.
Yeah,
same guy.
Thanks
yeah.
for the call. Let's go to Roxy. She's got a mosh pit-related concert annoyance as well on line 2. Hi, Roxy. Thanks for calling.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
What I hate, the person that can't take the mosh thing, just wants to fist fight everybody.
You know you're in the pit. You know at some point you're going to get run into.
Yeah, but it's not that, don't touch my girlfriend, and then they start fighting them. Hello, yeah. You're in the front of the mosh pit. And you're going to get pushed.
Now, thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, girl.
The Go Raiders. The common wisdom, Kevin, is don't buy a ticket in the pit, right, unless you want to be part of a mosh pit. I mean, we're at the point now where you're just not allowed to sit up close unless you want to participate in that, right?
I mean, really, it depends on the show. I went to a Slayer show and I was in the pit. I got taken out.
Right.
I was flat on my back. I didn't see it coming, and I thought, I deserve that. I'm in the pit. I'm not paying attention because it's a Slayer show, but, you know, it depends on the show.
At Mumford & Sons, you ought to be able to sit up close and not worry about it, right? Michelle writes in, I was at a Soundgarden show a couple of years ago. There was a guy behind me drunk. During the whole concert, he was shouting out, Temple of the Dog! Temple of the Dog! Like the whole concert. I finally told him, dude, they have a set list. Shut up. We got into an argument, and it got him thrown out about 10 minutes before the show was over. But to this day, I hear Temple of the Dog in my brain every time I hear a Soundgarden song. So apparently, don't scream out suggestions to the band is what she says. Let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah is on line 5, annoying concert behavior on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Isaiah.
Morning, Kevin and Bean, Lisa Bay.
Hi.
My thing that just oh my god, is people who have their cell phones and just look straight up Facebook status while the concert's in front of them.
Yes, it kind of drives me nuts too.
There are a lot of people that are stuck on their Facebook status, and that's fine with them when they're at a show. And you would think, hey, you're at a show, watch the show,
wouldn't you?
Lisa, didn't you have that at Foolishness this past weekend? You had somebody near you on the Facebook,
friend.
Right?
I was right behind Brittany. And
that was Brittany's
friend.
What a 1-2 punch.
Who had the phone way up in the air, so it was like right in front of my face, scrolling through her Facebook literally the entire show.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to James. He's on line 1 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, James. Boy, this is a long list of things. I guess it's no surprise that some people just don't go to concerts anymore.
Good morning, Lisa and DJ.
Good morning.
Well said.
I hate when people smoke around me. They light up their cigarettes, joints, cigars, bowls, bongs, sherms, blunts, whatever. They flick their ash all around. They put their butts on the floor. It's disgusting. It's dirty. And then they ask me to leave.
Now, most concert venues don't allow smoking, at least the indoor venues anymore, right?
Correct.
But you're out of luck if you're at outside.
But wait, smoking weed near you? That's sharing.
No, and I certainly don't like when people fart around me either.
Okay. All right. I think we've tapped into something else here.
I think we have. All right. I think we're out of time. So what's the message, perhaps, that people can take away from today's
show?
Don't go
to shows.
Don't go to shows.
Just don't go to shows. Ralph Garman whistles the hits.
That's not me.
Oh, that's Kevin whistling the hits.
Come
on! I didn't know you learned how to whistle. What, have you been taking courses or something?
He didn't.
You like me now?
Did you hear it? He's not whistling.
No, that's the best he's humming. Ever done, though.
Community college, Bean.
Blow humming. Hey, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Friday. Thanks so much for joining us. Academy Award-winning director Danny Boyle joins us after the top of the hour. He has a new movie out, Ralph, that I know you said good things about in the movie beat called Trance.
Yeah.
Very excited to talk to Mr. Boyle. That's coming up. And Ralph is here now with the Showbiz Beat for Friday. What's going on?
Real quick, before I go on, can I talk? My wife's on the phone, apparently. I gotta
Your wife?
Yeah, I got to check in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Honey?
Hey, I thought I was being introduced as the Academy Award-winning director.
Kevin Smith, everybody. Legendary director.
Oh, your
Kevin
man wife.
My man wife on the phone.
I'm popping up everywhere, man. I'm like Sammy Davis Jr. popping out of the building as Batman and Robert Clown. I popped in on the Tonight Show last night. I'm popping in on K-Rock. I have no more career, ladies and gentlemen. I just do pop-ins.
You're just popping.
Charles Nelson Reilly of directors.
That is a great reference.
You are a professional cameo actor now. That's
I'm
all you do.
I'm a raconteur, sir, because I got a big rack. Let me tell you a story. Thank you very much. Thank you. And hello to, I'm Lisa May with K-Rock.
Yeah. Hi, Kevin.
Hello. Let me tell you a quick story. So I was on the Tonight Show last night. This rarely happens to me, but I'm walking down the hallway. I was done. It was just a quick pop-in thing. First guest was LL Cool J.
Now,
people, of course, know LL Cool J from he's on TV and whatnot. But when I was a boy, that was the man. He was a boy, 16 years old. He sang Rock the Bells. Like, he made you dream, because here's a 16-year-old kid who was rapping on your radio, and the rap was astounding. So I've always loved LL Cool J. Like, I always looked up to him and stuff. Dude looks younger than hell. He hasn't aged a day. He's coming down the hallway, and I have that moment where I'm like, I guess people have with me, where they're like, what do I say to the dude? He's done a bunch of things. So I reach way back. How far are you going to go back? You go way back. Mm-hmm. And I reach back to Rock the Bells. And when I get within an inch of the dude, somebody goes, this is Kevin Smith. And he goes, yo. And I go, Rock the Bells, sir. And he looked at me like, like I was the dumbest man in the world. Oh my Lord! I feel so dumb, like my rap hero, and I busted Rock the Bells, and he looked at me like, "No, those bells don't rock."
Look, we've all been in that situation where you have that 1 second to meet a person that you admire, and there's nothing that you can say that they haven't heard a million times before, or that's going to impress them, or that they're going to care about. But you do the best you can, and you often walk away just like you have, Mr. Smith, just going, stupid, stupid, stupid.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I know the ladies love Cool James, but Kev loves Cool James as well.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I think I might have lost him.
You should have said, hey, accidental racist. Nice work.
I was also a little devastated that they were like, this is Kevin Smith. I was wearing the hockey jersey and everything.
They should have recognized you, for God's sake.
So you didn't get any part of that until this is Kevin Smith. I'm not working hard enough, man.
We were saying earlier this week, Kevin, and because of the Accidental Racist song that Ralph referenced, that it's hard for people who only grew up with LL Cool J as an actor on the NCIS show to remember a time where he was one of the best rappers in the world back in the day, like that you're talking about with I Can't Live With, you know, out my radio and all those songs that he did. It's hard to believe it's the same dude, right?
If you go back and watch Crush Groove, you'll see him at age 16. There's a scene where he comes into to Rick Rubin's office and puts the box down and then just goes into it. And he's a kid. But that's who he was to us, to my generation. I saw him. He was one of my first concerts, seeing live. I saw him make love to a couch with that song. What was it? I Need Love.
Yeah, I Need Love.
Humping the couch. So, yep. And I'm sitting there as, I guess I was like a 16-year-old white boy. Like, this is who I want to be. I want to be this black boy who's humping the couch. It's amazing.
And you've been humping couches ever since, sir.
Yes.
Will you do some rapping with Ralph Garman in Long Beach tomorrow night? Maybe that's something you ought to incorporate into the LBC show.
That is a butter smooth plug. Yes, me and Ralph are going to be doing Hollywood Babylon at the Laugh Factory down in Long Beach. We did it once before, and it was sold out, and now hopefully we're going to sell this one out. We had a good time last time, no?
Yeah, absolutely. And if people do come down to the Laugh Factory, Kevin will hump a couch on stage, I guarantee
awesome.
You.
Is that a promise,
watch
Kevin?
Watch it happen. Ladies love Cool Kev.
It's usually me. It's usually my leg, but I'm hoping to get a couch in between us this time around.
Ralph, what's the venue like where you guys are playing in LBC?
Laugh Factory, it's amazing. It's a huge room and great sight lines. I mean, it's a great place for comedy, as you can imagine, being a factory of laughs. And
what about couch banging? Is it good for that?
Oh, yeah, it's great for couch banging.
All right.
There'll be some chairs, no couches, but you'll watch. I'll hump Ralph's leg. That's what we do. We go all the way for our audience.
Yeah, there's a recurring segment of the show where I do my David Bowie impression to someone in the audience, and Kevin takes advantage of that to do his inevitably sexy dance that usually ends up me doused in some sort of fluid by
wow.
the end of the day. Yeah.
This sounds great.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that.
You guys may have just lost people to attend.
We may have unsold the tickets.
People are calling for refunds. Yeah.
Check StubHub.
Kevin, how are your Kings doing at the moment?
They're doing well.
You're happy, right?
Yes, sir. They wanted a shootout last night, didn't they?
They wanted a shootout, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're definitely going to the playoffs, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In it, man. In it to win it.
Number two, right? And like to keep it here?
What's
that? That's the goal. That's
keep
the goal.
It here.
Absolutely.
Keep it here.
Two exactly. in a row. All right. Well, listen, always great to hear from the great Kevin Smith here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Tickets, again, Ralph, available for tomorrow night in Long Beach. How?
Yeah, go to the laughfactory.com website, or you can go through CSMOD as well for all the dates that Kevin is doing with his groovy movie as well as Babylon. But thanks for checking in, sir.
No worries. I'll see you tomorrow night. And thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Love that kid.
I want to hear him do it. I want to hear him rap. I want to hear him doing it. That's the LL song I want to hear him do.
He breaks out occasionally in Babylon. He'll go into a riff and just start ripping it. But he was a huge rap fan when he was a kid, so he still got him stuck in his head someplace. It's hard to believe Kevin Smith, big
rap fan.
Kind of is.
Big hockey jersey wearing guy doing his rap, but it's very, very funny. Hey, this is a great story. Interview with James Dean, the porn star, about the adult film he shot with Teen Mom, Farrah mm-hmm. Abraham.
Yeah.
He's just
your favorite?
Completely coming clean about the situation. What I just love about this guy. Talking about the fact that her people came to him and tried to set him up to lie about this porn movie they shot as if it was a real sex tape that because they were dating that they shot.
Was it before or after the fact?
It was before the fact.
Okay.
They came to him and said, look, we want to do a sex tape, but we want to pretend like it's a real sex tape, and then we're going to leak it out, and she's going to be furious about it, but we're going to make a ton of money off of it. You know, they faked the whole premise. And he said, look, I'm James Dean. I'm not famous, but people who know porno know me. If they look at a porn movie, they're going to say, oh, it's that porn guy.
Right.
And they said, no, we're going to set it up you and her dating.
And he was like, jeez. No.
And he said, absolutely not. I said, no, it's going to be trust. Great. We'll set you up on a date, and then we'll call the paparazzi. And then we'll pretend like this is your sex tape that you guys shot that gets leaked out.
That's what upset him the most, the idea that people would think they were dating.
I think so.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Look, we understand if you want to have sex with her, that's fine. But seriously, don't date her.
Yeah. So he said he refuses to be part of the lies that
they're
spinning.
And they did it anyway.
And they did it anyway, well, yeah. But
dumb.
Now he's coming clean. And they were saying, look, don't go into details. And I said, look, this is just porn. This isn't even a story. I do porn every day. That's all relax.
I have been impressed with James Dean. Every interview I've ever seen him
in,
he seems like a really smart guy who's got it together and just has a no BS filter, which I admire.
No pretense. So even the people that she bangs are turning on her, which is I love. Today's celebrity birthdays, Ed O'Neill, 67 years old today. David Letterman turns 66. Andy Garcia is 57 years old. Nicholas Hexum of 311 is 43. Nicholas Brendan, the actor, is 42. My buddy Shannon Doherty, who I just did a little TV gig with, speaking of Kevin Smith, she is 42 years old.
She was your co-star on Charmed, if I recall correctly. Also,
I believe I did Charmed after she left. I came in late in the series, and she had already gone by that point.
Yeah,
I think they
must devastate her to know she missed the Ralph Garman years.
They brought that bitch Rose McGowan in, I think, when I was still working.
How
there.
Dare you?
Guy Berryman of Coldplay is 35 years old. Claire Danes is 34. Jennifer Morrison is 34 years old today, and model and actress Brooklyn Decker celebrates her 26th birthday. Bean, easy. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
The cake. That band, by the way, is Young the Giant, and the song is called My Body here on K-Rock. Ralph Garman joins us. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Ralph.
I'm going to get Young the Giant and Foster the People in a steel cage match.
There you go.
Let's see which one.
Two bands in or only one leaves.
Battle of the.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bang,
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 bang.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Amanda Bynes. Remember we were all saying, oh, Amanda Bynes, she looks like she's going to pull a Britney Spears. She's like a young Britney Spears. She's heading down Britney Spears Road.
She was definitely heading to Crazy Town, no question.
Well, she shaved her head.
She did?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding after saying she was going to sue everyone in the world?
Well, at least that's what she's tweeted. In her latest manifesto, I mean tweet, she writes, E! Online, please post my pics anytime. I had to shave my head because of hair damage from someone, and she mentions the hairdresser she's been going to. So I'm not loving my paparazzi pics for a few years. I have extensions, but you can see them. Loving your shows, but suing you for spreading lies about me on your website.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for being my fan.
Wow. You know what's weird is that Amanda Bynes is not an unattractive woman at all, but
she is
doing everything she can, like right now with the weird hairstyles and piercings and everything else, to just look as unattractive as possible.
Come on, the cheek piercings are hot.
Yeah.
Think she can hold her breath or just air just leak out the side of her face? like a pierced volleyball. She also tweeted, true friends don't spread lies about me, so I can't follow anyone from your network on Twitter regarding E. I'll sue you every time you post a lie with a paparazzi shot. I tell you everything that is going on about me with Twitter. Only choose the paparazzi pics that I select and post on Twitter and my personal pics when talking about me. I tweet all day about nothing, just like everybody on the face of the earth. Thanks.
Yeah, what the hell? She's gone bye-bye.
Yeah, she needs to have her Twitter privileges revoked because she's...
Dude, she's going to sue you.
She's crazy. And I mean that in a not mentally ill kind of way. I don't know how to not get sued anymore by Amanda Bynes. I don't know. All right, let's talk about hotter, better women. Miranda Kerr, we have been talking this week about the fact that she has not been renewed as an angel with Victoria's Secret. They did not renew her angel contract. You know, that's what happened to the devil, man. God didn't renew his angel contract.
That's right. Fallen angel.
Started to take over. For the source says the New York Post, however, that the reason the deal went south is because she's got new opportunities that she's pursuing. She's going to be the face of Qantas Airlines. What's better than that freaking koala?
Yeah, true.
She also replaced Kate Moss as the spokesperson for a Spanish fashion line called Mango. You cannot have Mango. Same thing happened apparently with Gisele Bündchen and Heidi Klum. When their careers became huge, they stepped away from the Victoria's Secret brand and moved on. So things may be going well for Miranda. Best of luck, Miranda. Flava Flav in the news. He just got his arraignment date, April the 18th at 9 a.m. He has to show up in court in Las Vegas, stand trial for the felony assault with a weapon charges and child endangerment charge against him. This goes back to an incident last fall when Flav allegedly threatened his girlfriend's 17-year-old son with a butcher knife.
If
he's convicted, Flavor could get 12 years in prison.
Wow.
He'll know all about Flavor if he spends 12 years in prison.
Guilty, 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 guilty. Guilty.
What are you suggesting, Ralph?
You ever heard of the phrase flavor of the month?
He'll take on a whole new meaning, Mr. Flav, should that happen. And it turns out that Malawi doesn't like Madonna any more than we do. She was on a six-day trip to the African nation of Malawi to open up a bunch of schools.
Yeah, isn't that her special African country where she steals kids and builds schools?
She loves going down there and getting a fresh crop of kids every once in a while in Malawi. New York Times says she wrote a letter to the president of Malawi, Joyce Banda, asking if they could get together while she was in town. President Banda said no. And when Madonna showed up at the airport to fly back home, she was not allowed to use the VIP terminal, had to go through check-in and security like everyone else. A government spokesperson had a 1,000-word letter posted on a Malawian news site blasting Madonna for even thinking she deserves special treatment. She is merely a musician, the government official wrote. She also, the quote also said about Madonna, she is an uncouth bully who claims to do a lot more for Malawi and its people than she actually does.
Wow.
Yeah, so it is on between Madonna and Malawi.
Look, I don't know very much about Malawi, but Madonna has to be really unpopular with that administration for them to turn away an American who wants to come there and invest millions of dollars into the economy.
Yeah, especially all the open schools that she has created in that situation for students there and everything. I can't imagine what she have done to cheese them off.
Like, what kind of a pain in the ass must she be if they're trying to shoo her away?
Yeah, I think we need to send Dennis Rodman to Malawi to calm things down.
There you go.
Now, he's our new celebrity spokesperson. I appreciate that. And going to be hanging out with Kevin this weekend down there at Coachella. However, Lindsay wants everyone to know she will not indulge in any drugs or alcohol while she's there.
Then she's not going to be hanging out with me.
How dare you, sir. She is not living her life for other people, she tells friends, and she doesn't care if anyone doesn't believe the fact that she is going to be clean and sober at Coachella this weekend. Just for the music. That's the only reason she wants to be there, say friends.
Sure.
No drugs, no alcohol.
Isn't she just begging people to follow her around with their phones and take photos and stuff? What kind of crazy behavior is this?
A ridiculous distraction if she's there.
Listen, she's got to bang a couple bands before she gets into rehab because it's going to be 90 days with no sausage. You know what I'm saying? She's going on a sausage-free diet. So she's got to get her fill.
Remember, she was with Samantha Ronson for a couple of years, so she can adapt if she needs to.
Oh, that's true.
The skinnier men?
The judge in her criminal case warned her to stay away from people who do drugs and alcohol. Well, I guess she won't be hanging out with Kevin after all. Breaking her probation. How itching are you, Kevin, just to get your hands on just some drugs and alcohol right now? You must be killing you right now.
Well, you could wrap things up is all I'm saying.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Ed O'Neill, 67 years old today.
How great is he? I know it goes without saying that he's an excellent actor on Modern Family, but aren't you just in awe of how great he is on that show?
If you look at his early work as Ed Bundy, or
yes,
Al Bundy?
Al Bundy.
Al Bundy, yeah.
And that show, which was funny, but sort of like a schlocky, really overblown, the acting was sort of cartoonish and stuff. You look at his performances in that, you would never think he could be the actor that he is today.
It just shows you what a great actor he was back then to be able to play that character so effectively.
He's so subtle and real now compared to, you know, that cartoon of a husband he played on that show.
Hey, what happened to wrapping it up?
Sorry. I'm going to come up with something to say about everybody. How about that?
I bet you can, Fiend. He's 67 years old today. David Letterman, talk show host, is 66 years old.
Now, remember when talk show hosts didn't stay on the air well into their 60s? They retired at some point when they were young.
I wonder how old Carson was when he left.
I don't know.
I don't think he was that old.
You don't think he was 66?
I don't know. That seems pretty old. What do you think, Kevin?
Kevin?
Does anybody have any drugs? Yeah. I'm looking to score some drugs.
He just unplugged and walked out. I guess we couldn't stop him.
Actor Andy Garcia is 57. Nicholas Hexum of 311 is 43. Nicholas Brendan, very talented actor, is 42. Shannon Doherty, legendarily of 90210, and then Charmed, is 42. Guy Berryman, bassist for Coldplay, is 35. Claire Danes is 34. Jennifer Morrison from Once Upon a Time and House is 34 as well. Brooklyn Decker turns 26. And David Cassidy! Legendary Partridge Family celebrates his 60th.
How do you up the energy after Kate Upton, or Brooklyn Decker, I mean, for David Cassidy?
On anybody.
David Cassidy!
Because he's mother effing Keith Partridge. That's how. That's how I do it.
That's my point.
I think I love you. I'm not saying that about you. I'm saying I love that song. He's 63 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Hello? Let's play that song that we do so well.
We just thought you usually jump in at that point, Kevin, so we're just waiting.
He's coming up on the show on Monday. Gonna be a good show.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Very, very clever.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Can you do it next weekend, too?
Pass it over to me.
Who writes this junk, anyway?
Roll another one.
What are you doing that?
Just like the other one.
Will Glinda be there?
Pathetic. It was embarrassing. Yeah. It was one of the worst performances I've seen in my life.
Roll another one.
Porn star Kim Kardashian.
Just like the other one.
Who is this person?
This one seems to be about sadness.
Not my fault.
I don't have another cent.
Rape, rape, that's a rape. This is what raping is. You're a raper, you rape me, that's a rape!
Would you like to take that back?
Just pass it around.
I love that question.
A terrible mistake. Can we please just try and start over?
No, we can't.
Communist is coming. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, buddy. Time to call it quits. Look like the devil won this round, folks.
You know what? Party's over. Everybody out. Thank you very much. Out!
Okay, by my watch, it's margarita o'clock.
Well, I will see you Monday.
Go forth and swag hard. That's all I can say.